The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, hello, everyone. Welcome. And I read recently that the Buddha likened the Eightfold Path to a guest house that all people were invited to come and rest in the guest house. But the nature of the guest house as an Eightfold Path is that somehow it brought out the best in people, brought out the best in the person, the who is wholesome. So here we sit, and when we meditate, we are a guest house where we invite everything. Not so much invite everything, but we are a guest house that welcomes everything that comes. We don't go looking for things, but if it comes, we welcome it here. And there's something about that welcome, that ability to be mindful in an open, generous way, without being for or against anything, inviting all people, all states of mind, all experiences, that transforms us into the best of ourselves and come forth. So the beginning of that is this ability to receive equanimously, openly, a certain kind of impartiality, or all our experience. And this ability to know, to be aware, to be receptive, without being for or against, without judging, without closing the door, is transformative. It brings out the best in us eventually, not immediately. So taking a comfortable, alert posture and lowering your gaze, relaxing your gaze. And if it's comfortable, gently closing your eyelids. And then lower yourself into your body. Feel the three-dimensional body that you are, the fullness, the global body sitting here. Your legs, your torso, your arms, your head. Make room for it to relax, to settle in. The more the tension in the body, the less we are an open, welcoming guest house, the more we operate from our preferences and our fears and our desires and our aversions. The more relaxed we are, the more we become a guest house for all things. And to help that process in a leisurely way, like you have all the time in the world, breathe as deeply as is comfortable for you. Breathe in deeply in the top of the in-breath. Hold the breath for a moment, just long enough that you feel the gentle urge to exhale. And give in to that urge to exhale. Breathe in deeply, exhale fully. At the end of the exhale, pause for a moment, a fraction of a moment, until you feel the body's urge to inhale. And when you do, allow for that to happen. Breathing in, breathing out. And as you exhale, relax the body more. Relaxation, together with alertness, with clarity of attention, is profound. And letting your breathing return to normal. On the exhale, relax the muscles of the face, the forehead, around the eyes, temple. The nose and the cheek, the jaws and the lips, as you exhale, relax the shoulders, the area around the shoulder blades, and also soften the belly. And then, instead of inviting the body breathing, inviting it to awareness, welcome it when it comes. When the inhale comes, a simple welcoming awareness, a guest house that receives the experience. As if it comes out in from the cold or from being away, welcome it into the guest house of awareness without any prejudice or judgments about what's there. And the exhale, when it occurs, welcome it, allow it to exhale. And if anything takes you away from breathing, even if it's thinking, don't invite it. But when it occurs, have a welcoming attitude towards it. Not to indulge in it, but so it feels safe and there's space in awareness. Awareness is the guest house. That receives everything equally. Allowing each thing to be itself. And perhaps you'll see as you do that, it's simple, welcoming awareness that the best in you begins to peek through. In the guest house, everything is welcomed and left alone to find its own way to where it can rest. And near the end of the sitting, can you be the keeper of the guest house? Everything is welcomed. Not so that you engage in it or do anything with it, but so you don't judge it or need it to be different, but clearly recognize what's here. And in the guest house, allow it to rest. It's a rest house for travelers. Welcome and allow them to take their rest. And as we come to the end of the sitting, is there anything that the metaphor of the guest house, being a guest house that is open to all things that come, welcoming, but also doesn't interfere with people's business, allows all beings to come and rest and be themselves without judgments and without wanting something from them. And can you become a guest house for the people you encounter today or the experiences you have or those you communicate with? They don't have to know that you're a guest house, but in your heart you welcome them as they are, so they can maybe have a little experience of being respected as they are, allowed to be as they are, where they don't have to be worried about your judgments, your needs, your desires, your aversions. That first and foremost, you're there to welcome them in your guest house of your presence, your awareness. And may it be on this day that your ability to hold all beings in your heart, with your heart as a guest house, that you support others to feel happier. You support others to feel safe. You support others to be peaceful. And you support others to be free. May we contribute to the happiness, safety, peace, and freedom of all beings everywhere. May all beings be happy, and safe and peaceful and free.